From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. The United Nations said Tuesday it had reports of continued fighting in the rebel-held eastern Ghouta area of Syria, which was due to be under the first daily humanitarian pause put in place by Russia to allow civilians to escape the fighting. UN humanitarian spokesman Jens Lark.
So clearly the situation on the ground is not such that, for example, convoys can go in or medical evacuations can come out.
Russia and Syria blamed opposition fighters for shelling that they said hit an evacuation route as well as areas in Damascus. The rebels denied the claim. Joseph Yoon, the U.S. State Department Special Representative for North Korea Policy, is leaving his post later this week. Michael Brown has more.
Yoon's retirement comes amid signs that Pyongyang may finally be willing to hold direct talks with Washington over the North's development of its nuclear weapons and ballistic missile programs. Yoon had strongly advocated direct engagement with the isolated regime and had been holding regular talks with the North Korean diplomats assigned to the United Nations. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.
Papua New Guinea's government has not confirmed any deaths after the magnitude 7.5 quake struck the Pacific nation's central highlands region early Monday. Several aftershocks stronger than magnitude 5 struck the region, including a magnitude 6.3 early Tuesday. Severe damage to phone networks and roads from the powerful earthquake in Papua New Guinea was hindering efforts to assess the extent of the destruction on Tuesday. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, visit our website any time of day or download the mobile app. This is VOA News. Grace Lee reports that South Korean prosecutors are seeking a 30-year jail term for former President Park Geun-hye.
South Korea's ex-president may be looking at a long stay in jail. On Tuesday, prosecutors demanded a 30-year prison term for Park Geun-hye and a $127 million fine in a landmark case that's rocked the country. Park was ousted last year after a massive corruption scandal. She's now standing trial on charges of bribery, abuse of power, and coercion. She denies any wrongdoing. The court's ruling is expected to be issued before April.
That's Grace Lee reporting. South Korean Foreign Minister Kang Kyung-hwa told the Conference on Disarmament at the United Nations in Geneva Tuesday that sanctions on North Korea aim to pressure Pyongyang to give up its nuclear ambition, not bring down the government.
North Korea must realize that as long as it continues down the path of nuclear development, the sanctions will remain in place, and it will only be met with further sanctions and pressure.
The South Korean foreign minister also said that if North Korea makes the right decision, they will be ready to work towards a brighter and prosperous future. Thai Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha said Tuesday that a general election he had promised to hold in November would take place no later than February 2019, but gave no exact date, saying it would depend on certain conditions. It's the latest delay that angers critics of the government. The junta had promised and postponed elections several times since it came to power following a coup in 2014 that removed a civilian government. A court in Cambodia has ordered the seizure of the headquarters of the country's former opposition party. The Cambodian National Rescue Party was dissolved last November after a ruling that it was involved in trying to overthrow the government of Prime Minister Hun Sen. The Phnom Penh Municipal Court ruled that the headquarters could be seized because the party's former leader and owner, Sam Rainsy, failed to pay a $1 million judgment against him for defaming Hun Sen as well as compensation to another ruling party leader. The case is generally seen as part of an intense push by Hun Sen's government to neutralize political opponents and silence critics. Delegations from North and South Korea are set to meet in the truce village of Pyeongchang, Panmunjom, to discuss Pyongyang's participation in the Paralympics. Lee Ju-tae said he hoped the talks and participation of North Korea in the Winter Games will help to maintain the improved relations between the two Koreas. Pyeongchang Winter Paralympics are set to begin March 9th. Be sure to follow Voice of America on social media for pictures, video, stories, and more. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.